Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. On my ordination retreat, when I was to be made deacon, which comes as a shock to me to remember it's 39 years ago, the conductor said this grace at one of the meals. Lord, you fed John the Baptist on locusts and wild honey. Thank you for giving us a more interesting diet. The way the world's going, that might become our diet. I can report that on this ordination retreat, which it has been my privilege to share with Paul and Kevin, we did indeed enjoy a more wholesome diet, a very wide-ranging menu. John the Baptist, in a sense the hinge between the Old and New Covenants, is a strange and not immediately attractive figure. Living in the wilderness, I guess bathing infrequently, dressed in camel skins, preaching a challenging message, telling it as it is. Yet if we look more closely at his role and ministry, we will discover that this feast is an appropriate day for the church to ordain a new deacon and a new priest. John has something to show Kevin and Paul, and indeed all of us gathered here this morning. At ordination, the church sets apart for a particular ministry those whose call has been recognized by God and by the church. The deacon, as we shall soon hear, is to follow the pattern of Christ the servant within the church and out in the wider world. The priest is to minister the sacraments, to lead and guide the community, to exercise Christ's ministry of healing and reconciliation. Both are to proclaim and preach the good news of the gospel by the lives they lead, the words they speak, the love they show. It's important for us to remember, however, that these things belong primarily to all of us, the community of the baptized, the priestly people of God. Yes, today Kevin will be set apart to represent Christ the servant to us within the church and outside in the world. But that does not let us off the hook. We cannot leave it all to him. We too, in our way of living, are called to follow the servant Christ. Paul will be given authority for a particular role of leadership in the church, yes, but we are all of us called to point to Christ, our great high priest, to be witnesses to the good news, to be agents of healing and reconciliation, to forgive as we have been forgiven, to be signs of the self-giving love of Christ. So as Bishop John ordains Kevin and Paul today, we, the church gathered around here, are to renew our own commitment as God's priestly people, to be the body of Christ, to serve Christ, one another, and the world, to be signs and agents of God's redeeming love, revealed supremely in the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's return to John the Baptist for a moment. I believe he offers us a model for deacon and priest, for the church, for you, and for me. Before he is born, in his mother Elizabeth's womb, John recognizes the unborn Jesus in Mary's womb, leaping within, we are told, for joy. This recognizing and pointing to Jesus is an important part of his later ministry. At the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan and after. Even when in prison, he seeks to know what Jesus is doing, recognizing again the signs of God's kingdom breaking into the world. So we too are both to recognize, seek out, and point to Christ, present and active amongst, around us in the world today. And we do well also to pray for grace, that Christ may be formed and recognized within each of us. John is fearless in speaking out for truth and justice, regardless of the cost to himself. Here we find the prophetic role of the church now. And John displays humility. He knows his place is not to be center stage, but the supporter in the wings. He must increase, I must decrease. That then is our place too. As St. Paul puts it, we preach not ourselves, but Christ crucified. Christ must increase, we must decrease. Let's pray from the collect again, for Kevin, for Paul, and for ourselves. Give Kevin, give Paul, give all of us, your people, the wisdom to see your purpose and the openness to hear your will, that we may point to Christ's coming and so prepare his way. Amen.